Hello?
Hi, is this Skylar?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Skylar. Skylar, it's Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke last week regarding branding your business on Google. Just kind of ran out of time to get everything all set up, a website and everything else included. It's that flat rate of $149. Is this maybe a better time to get that going for you?
Yeah, I don't know if right now is a great time to talk about it, but
I would need about 5 minutes of your time just to get things set up if it's something you wanted to move forward with, and then we would schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians maybe later today or when you've got another half hour or so.
And this was just to get my webpage on Google, right?
Right. I mean, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, it's almost 70 different destinations and directories that Google and Bing index when someone does a keyword search. That way, people who need one of the services that you offer, they type it into Google or they type it into Bing, your business would pop up on that first page so they can call you directly. You know, you're not paying for leads. You're just getting more phone calls.
And you said this is month to month and I can cancel anytime?
Correct. Yeah, it's at will, 100%, month to month. You can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. If you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation or pause the service, you can pause it as well for any reason.
All right, sounds good. So I will definitely move forward right now. I'll just, you know, do as much as I can while I'm getting out of this job here, heading to the next.
Perfect. Yeah, like I said, the bulk of it will be a follow-up call with one of our technicians. You don't have to be in front of that computer for that phone call, but we'll want to make sure that we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, get all the information that we need to create all that content. For you, though, it's Jump On Board Construction, right? That's how you want the business to be branded online?
Yeah.
Is the phone number that we're speaking on the one that you would want your customers to call? Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account? Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I use myself.
It's all you. I was going to say it's a cell phone, so you can receive a text message. Now, with the website that we'll build, mostly you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The website, though, has a contact form, so you'll get text messages and emails when someone fills out that form. Skylar, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
I'd still need to make one for my company.
Okay,
so
that's fine.
I'll probably update that eventually. But right now currently it's scumpdaddy@gmail.com.
You said jumpdaddy@gmail?
It's Skump. It's like my rap name back in the day.
Gotcha. So is that S-K-U-M-P?
S-K-U-M-P. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, so it will be attached to your contact form, but not shown. No one will see it. It would be hidden, and then, of course, until we change it, when we need to contact you for longer pieces of information and something we'll want you to have for your records, we'll email it to you. Most of the time, though, we're just going to send a quick text or give you a phone call. Now, what is your last name?
It's Jump, Skylar Jump.
Skylar Jump. Oh, just like the business name. And then is Skylar, is that with an L-A-R or an L-E-R?
It's E-R.
L-E-R, okay. And then when we contact you regarding your account, do you prefer phone, text, email, or does it matter?
Email is usually good for me. I would be able to answer it probably more quickly, or I check it throughout the day. But
nice.
You know, I'm taking a lot of phone calls, so it's hard to
hear
you. You know,
so we'll put email preferred. You're service-based, right? There's no physical address. I did see the Angie Leads. It's got the 1814 East Holcomb Road, but that's not a brick and mortar, not a showroom. I mean, it is a physical location, but it's a residence, right? You don't want people
that
going
is
there.
My, yeah, I got a shop there, but that, I mean, I'm not working out of my shop usually. I just go into the job site. So yeah, it's just my residence.
Yep. And Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, run out of the truck. If you've got a shop, that's okay too. But even if it were an outside office where you did your paperwork, if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So I'll take a look at that client interview calendar. We'll get everything set up and squared away here. There's no setup fee, by the way. It is just that $149 as an out-the-door cost. It would bill once a month for that amount. And, of course, like I said, it's month to month. How did you want to take care of that first payment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
I have a Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
I would probably prefer the business card that I have here.
Okay. Is it Jump On Board Construction on that card?
Yeah, it just says Jump On Board on the card.
On board. Gotcha.
I mean, yeah.
You said it was a... Yeah, that happens a lot. You said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. They all do. If you want to go ahead and read it 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Okay, yeah, it's 4492,
mm-hmm.
6420,
okay.
0008,
okay.
8878.
The expiration month and year?
That's 0824.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
741.
So I have 741, 741 on the back, and August or 08 of 2024 for the expiration date. Mr. Jump, the card itself was at 4492, 6420, 0008, 8878.
Yep.
And that bill's at that home address, the 1814, zip code 98550.
Yeah, 1814 Stokum Road. Yep.
Perfect. So I'll take a look at that client interview calendar, and then before I can process that payment, I do need to read what's called a voice verification. It takes about 4 minutes. I'll get through as quickly as I can without being rude. It gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know it's a month-to-month service that we are... you know, reducing the cost of the fixed rate of $149, et cetera. You can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, and I do have that set up right now. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Jump, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Jump On Board Construction.
Perfect. That's how I have that. And then, Skyler, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Skyler Jump, owner, operator.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Head honcho, big cheese. You're the guy who wears many hats.
Yeah,
and then as,
the only
as
one that works here, actually.
Okay. And as the owner-operator of Jump On Board Construction, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yeah.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
So for the billing information that you provided, the one that's a Jump On Board, you are authorized to use that account, right?
Yes.
It's a silly question, but I have to ask it. And then to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people who see you and need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Jump, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Agreed.
Of course. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason we ask is the content that will create all the directory submissions. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we are already providing. Equally or perhaps even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Skyler, that's fair enough, right?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAFW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll create that website and make sure no address appears for your business online. We do that in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all information for your business online is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs, with the setup fee waived, website included, and it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 16th of November, at the very reduced rate of $149.00. That's an exact amount and a fixed flat rate. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you, and that will never go up on you, not even by a penny. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $149.00. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost. Now, as it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Skylar, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Jump, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I understand and I agree.
Okay. Now, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
Sure, yeah, you can tell me anytime.
Okay. The toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's option 1 or extension 1. That is for live client support from Local Squash, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email, they'll follow up within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all of that information by email in about a minute, as well as an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Mr. Jump, on the invoice email, there's a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may even receive the text before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, just let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there real quick. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You don't have to be in front of the computer. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half that time. It looks like you may be busy now, but we can do 11 o'clock or this afternoon, 1, 2, or 3. If you're available today, which of those times would work best for you for that half-hour phone call?
I think 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, okay. It'll be scheduled from 3 until 4. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. At 2 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled in that 3 o'clock hour. Sometime between 3 and 3:30, we'll give you that phone call, get you off the phone about a half an hour later. If I am available when that client interview technician is ready for that call, I'll be on that call as well to introduce you to your technician. If not, they'll call you directly and take care of you quite well. I'm also going to send you now a calendar invite. The calendar invite going to your email address is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and it's totally fine if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, the other thing I wanted to do, just in case I'm not on that follow-up call and for the future moving forward, is to set up a security question and answer. This is for your protection, meaning anyone who calls us and says that they're involved with your business. First of all, it should be you since it is really just you, but they should know the question and the answer, at least the answer when prompted. And for us, when we reach out to you, for anyone who calls you saying that they're with Local Splash or saying that they're with Google, first of all, they should know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they will know without being prompted both the question and the answer to the security question once I put it in the notes here. Your options are a first pet's name or the city you were born in. Which would you want for your security question?
I'll do the first pet's name.
And what is the answer?
Rocket.
Rocket? Okay, R-O-C-K-E-T.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I have to enter it in twice. And then did you happen to receive either the email or the text message that should have been sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I signed it and I said...
Asking you for a username and password?
Yeah, I'm there now.
Okay. I appreciate you being ahead of me and helping me to save time with you. You can stop right there. You're getting that request for a username and password because it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true. But in this case, once we do the client interview and your tracking system is activated, we'll give you by email and text the username and your password. The password, the default password, you can change it if you like, although I know that most people don't, and it's totally fine if you don't. I can give you the username. That cannot be changed, but it is easy for you to remember. It is your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number itself. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email address, please include that username or your phone number. It's the same thing. And they'll forward it out to the right department. When they do the client interview, they'll give you photos, photos at localsplash.com for the photos department, but you can send anything and everything to the support email. We'll just forward it out. Other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, if I am available, when our client interview technician is available, when that call is made, sometime between 3 and 3:30, I'll be on that call as well. I am right now sending you that calendar invite to your email inbox. I appreciate your time. Real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I'll be available to speak with you briefly a little later on today.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Jump. Skyler, you take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right.